place your orders now. I'm about to go to the crab place.
Oh. What you got? What you got? I want the salmon croquette.
Okay, salmon croquette. One order salmon croquette is $10.
Well, that sounds good. I think I have the same, Mr.
Okay, Chorus, you were having the same thing. That'll be $14.95.
I think I'll have the crab legs.
Crabs?
Yeah.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be hard for you to buy shoes with all them legs. You had the shoes, you're going to be what?
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Brown, I don't see you writing anything down. Are you going to be able to remember all this?
Cara, you know your daddy got a laparoscopic memory.
Oh, Mr. Brown, can I have an order of those hush puppies?
Oh, yeah.
Hush, yeah.
Speaking of hush, what you need, Edna?
I want hot wings.
You know the crab place don't have hot wings. All they have is seafood.
I have a taste for hot wings.
Well, if you get hot wings today, they're going to have to fly over here by themselves.
Fine. I'll get it myself.
Well, good. You're the only one want them, so...
Wait a minute. Come think of... Let me see that menu. I think I may change my mind. I think I want a number 3.
Uh-huh. Oh, with hot wings. Ooh, large wings. Curry, you want a number 3 and a number 2? You want a number 5?
No, Mr. Brown. I want a number 3 with hot wings and a pepper on the side.
Well, they have curly fries. Hey, yeah. Count me in. Number three. Yeah.
Now, see, because of you, I got to go to 2 places, Edna.
No, Mr. Brown, maybe not. Look, I'll take the number 4 with a lemonade.
Sasha, don't fall for peer pressure. Be an individual. Do your thing.
Mr. Brown, I am an individual. And I said I want some hot wings, okay?
Well, good. Go and get your nasty.
Wait a minute now. You sure you're going to remember everything?
Corey, your daddy got a brain like a computer. Look at me. I got like 1,000 minibytes. Right now, I'm just crushing numbers. Yeah, look, I know this. Just relax. I got this.
Okay,
let me do this.
All right, do it. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Corey, what did you say that everybody wanted? Okay, what did you want, Colonel?
Raekwon, you are the father.
Mm. I knew it.
Ooh, he got a big head just like that.
Now the whole world knows she's promiscuous. 7 baby daddies.
And she only has 4 kids.
I don't see how y'all can watch that mess, and why these kids get on that show is beyond me. Oh, my Lord. His head does look like his baby daddy.
We interrupt this program to bring you a breaking story. Police and paramedics are on the scene of a shooting at the corner of Peachtree and Peabody.
Oh, that's what Mr. Brown went to get our food.
Oh, don't worry, Cora. He'd have been the first to run out the door.
Neighborhood eatery. The victim was reportedly shot while running out the door.
Hope Mr. Brown is okay.
I hope my trolley fries are okay.
Paramedics are still trying to catch up to the shooting victim. Victim was
look, that's our neighborhood.
Not with an ambulance.
Hey, that's our neighbor's house. Good Lord.
What?
They really need to cut their grass.
I got shot, y'all!
All right.
Go get my medical bag.
Oh, I'm not going to be all right, Jeff.
Uncle Brown. What happened?
I was down there getting y'all some food, and the lady was arguing over number 5.
Okay.
And I say, that's not your number 5. She pulled out a pistol and boom, shot me. Nephew.
Oh, Uncle Brown, that's just a graze.
That's a serious wound. I'm the one shot. It don't hurt to you because you're not shot.
It's not that serious.
Suck like the poison out of it, nephew.
All right, sweetie, get the needle at 10 cc.
Am I turning ashy? Wait, what the devil y'all need a needle for?
Well, I got to numb your butt so you won't feel the stitches.
Quick, can you numb it before you numb it?
Oh, you got it?
Wait, what is that?
It's just a cotton swab. All
right. I'm going into a coma. Okay. Oh, right. Cover home, my
now head. This.
Mr. Brown, just calm down. Calm down.
Okay.
That was the needle.
Your daddy's going. You're losing me. I'm gone. I'm back. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, you're okay, everybody. Uncle Brown's going to be okay. Miss Edna, are you okay?
I'm irresponsible.
No.
If it wasn't for me, he wouldn't have gone down.
No, it's not your fault, Miss Edna.
Yes, it is.
No.
I'm the one went down there and get that stuff because you wanted me to get that. You want an extra sauce? I got shot in the butt. Because of you, it's all on your head. My respiration. Carver. Give me the pillow over to Harry. Put the pillow behind me. Harry. Edna, turn my oxygen up. I can't breathe real good. Edna, turn it down. Edna, give me a blanket. Oh, Edna. Where you go?
All right, Brown, I'm getting the blanket. Okay.
You've been better to me than I've been to myself. Here, Edna, empty that. Edna, what about dinner?
Are the chickens in the oven, Brown?
Chicken again? Can you feed me through a tube?
Man is driving me crazy.
But why are you running around for that idiot?
I'm not running around for him. I have a date. I'm trying to get there before the little blue pill wears off.
You spoil your dinner. Isn't your date gonna feed you?
I'm not going there for food.
Do you think you're a little too old to be gallivanting around like this? Who do you think you are, Pam Grier?
Sounds like someone's a little jealous. Haven't been out for active duty in a while, huh?
My love life is none of your business.
Your love life is out of business.
Edna! I think I had an accident!
You haven't seen me.
I'd be the one man in America who hasn't.
Right here.
Look, you could have helped yourself. Will said you can get up anytime you're ready.
Ah, what does Will know? Is he a doctor?
Yes.
Well, whatever. I'm just not emotionally ready to take that first step yet. You know, my wound is super.
Superficial, Brown. What? Superficial.
Well, that's worse than I thought it was.
What is going on down here? Miss Edna, what is it?
Edna just told me my wound is superstitious, Cora.
I said superficial.
Mr. Brown, that means it's just equivalent to a little boo-boo.
Well, Cora, you can never be too careful. Because my cousin Charlie went to the hospital. They took a scan on him and said, your wound is super, super fishy. And they sent him home, and he was dead before he made it to the house.
Mr. Brown, he got hit by a bus.
That's my point. Super fishy wounds can cause bus accidents.
Brown, I'm trying to get some sleep. You know what they call men like you in the Marines?
What?
Missing.
Nurse! I think visiting hours are over. He making my pressure go up.
Let him rest, please. Let him rest.
Edna, it looks like you're the one needs some rest.
Yes, you look tired, Miss Edna. Come on.
Oh, you look bad. Edna, you look bad.
Mr. Brown.
Of course. I can't rest because I got shot going to the wing store. Can you some wings?
All right. I won't rest.
Don't rest in. You look bad. Mr. Brown. Get my crossword puzzles.
Don't listen to him.
Give Harry my puzzles. I like to do puzzles.
There you go.
Thank you, Edna. But that's not the one. Give me the one with the big letters.
Mr. Brown.
The Bible says, ask and it shall be given unto you.
Large print.
She gave it unto me. No, the Bible large print. I need Bible stories. I got the one with the Bible printed. Thank you, Edna. You're so sweet. May the Lord bless you.
Miss Edna, are you okay? Are you okay? Miss Edna.
Fine.
Are you sure? Sit down.
Edna.
Miss Edna.
It's Take it easy, Edna.
Why are you two handling me like I'm fragile?
Well, it's just a precaution. You got to take care of yourself.
So, okay. So what did the doctor say?
Oh, it's nothing, Cora. I'm fine.
This poor woman almost had a heart attack. That's what happened.
Yeah, she could have had a heart attack, but she has a heart arrhythmia.
Really? What is that?
Well, a heart arrhythmia is an irregular heartbeat. She's fine, but she knows she needs to make some changes in her lifestyle.
Well, my lifestyle's fine.
Yeah, Miss Anna, but your heart isn't.
Wait a minute. Where's Brown?
Oh, Brown's, he's gone.
Gone?
Yes.
How? When?
It was sudden. Well, he was lying there for 1 minute, and then the next minute he took a deep breath, and then he got up and went to the kitchen.
So he's back to normal.
I wouldn't say normal. Edna.
It's good to see you. All right?
No, she's not all right. Because you ran this poor woman yesterday so much, she almost had a myocardial infarction.
I hope she said excuse me.
That's a heart attack, you idiot.
I'm sorry, Edna.
Oh, it's fine, Ralph. What are you doing in that wheelchair like that?
Well, you know I got a cap bust in my,
As I was trying to explain to you, Miss Edna, you need to change your lifestyle. You're not 17 anymore.
When I was 17, I was a lot worse.
Miss Edna.
Nasty. But you know, the number one cause of heart attacks in black women is ignorance.
Oh, that's you, Edna.
What is that fool talking about?
Edna, ignorant. You are ignorant.
You be lying down, Brown.
I woke up this morning and I looked myself in the mirror and I said, self? Myself said, I said, I gotta take care of Edna. Because part of this is my fault. I just feel responsible. So I'm gonna be right here by your side until you get better.
Oh, joy.
I'm gonna be right here under your nose, just like your mustache. Edna, now look, I'm sorry I almost gave you a heart attack, but I'm trying to help you help yourself.
Get out of my way.
No. And where are you going anyway?
If you must know, I'm going to the library.
You a liar. You know you're not going to no library.
Get out of my way before I'm late.
Well, that's why I won't get out your way, so you won't be the late Edna Barnes.
Okay, have it your way. I'm going to my room, and I'm going to read a book.
You go on and read a book. I hope it ain't one of them nasty books you got hid under your bed.
Fine.
Ah!
How did you...
The wheels are faster than I.
Brian,
huh?
How about I give you $20?
Yeah, okay, give me $20.
Good. I knew we could work something out.
Yeah, did you lactate on this? Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, don't wait up.
I'm not going to have to.
Why not?
Because you're not going nowhere.
Brown, I gave you $20.
Well, that's a small price to pay for me saving your life.
You are impossible.
Well, don't you forget that. I'm going to keep you alive if it kills you. Or kill me. Or kill both of us.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Guess what I found on the kitchen counter?
What's that?
The instructions.
You mean no instructions? I'm a Brown, baby. We know how to do this thing. Barbecuing is our thing. Plus, I already figured it out just by looking at the pictures. But you know what? I don't know what these people doing. They got all these spare parts in here.
Baby, this thing does not say anything about spare parts. Oh, look at you two.
Hey,
how was
up?
That walk?
Well, it was slow and easy.
Yeah?
Yeah, until the Johnson's dog got after us, the pit bull.
Then it turned into a wind sprint. Cora went straight Flojo. Yeah.
Why don't y'all take Miss Edna with you?
She didn't want to go.
Oh, that stubborn old woman. You know, she's not going to be satisfied until she's 6 feet under. That really chaps my hide.
Oh, Colonel, she says she'll go when she's ready. Well, I'm going in. It's hot out here, and I don't want my perm to sweat after.
Everyone thinks they have so much time. You know how many people drop dead before they start working out?
Way more than there should be. But you know what? That's why we're going to start eating a little healthier around here.
Who's going to be doing the cooking?
You. I mean, you know, we're going to be eating healthy, but you and Cora are going to be doing the cooking.
Mm-hmm, that's what I thought.
babe, you mind if I talk to Colonel alone for a little while?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, okay, I'll go check on Miss Edna.
Okay. So, how you doing, Colonel? You feeling okay?
Oh, I'm fit as a fiddle. There's just more than I can say about Edna.
Yeah, this Edna thing really seems to be affecting you.
Well, I lost so many friends in the Marines. And so many of us check out because we don't take care of ourselves.
Is that what this is about, or is it a little bit more personal?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think you do. I'm talking about Miss Edna.
Crazy old woman carrying on like that. She won't listen to her body, won't listen to her doctor. It's like she's her own worst enemy.
Maybe she'll listen if it came from a friend who cares about her more than she knows.
It's hard-headed.
I agree. Well, Colonel, like you mentioned, a lot of people go through life thinking tomorrow is promised. It might not be. So, what are you waiting for?
Drop it right there. Step away from the ribs.
Would you leave me alone, Brown?
Edna, a woman in your condition should only be eating fruit and vegetables.
Will you leave me alone?
Edna, if you eat them ribs, you'll be dead by morning, I'm telling you.
You eat ribs?
Well, I eat ribs in modulation. I'm telling you, I work out 3 days a week. This body right here ain't no accident I have you tell me. I work out and I work in. Look at that. Wham! Look at that. See how the thing happened? Like, wham! Look at that, Edna. You ain't ready for this.
Well, do you mind if I talk to Edna alone?
Yeah. Make sure she keep her hands where you can see her. Colonel, can you give me a ride out?
Oh, sure.
You here to lecture me, too?
No, I'm not here to lecture you. You're a grown woman. You can do as you see fit.
Well, finally someone who sees things my way.
But can you be that selfish?
What are you talking about?
There are a lot of people here that really care about you.
You just trying to make an old woman happy.
What old woman? Edna, when I look at you, I see a smart and funny and vibrant woman.
You forgot. Sexy.
No, I didn't forget it. But you need to take better care of yourself.
Since when have you become the poster boy for heart health?
Since I suffered my third heart attack 3 years ago.
Oh. Well, I mean, what's the difference? Time gets everybody, right?
It does. But I'm giving it a run for its money. And I'd like for you to be around.
You better be careful, Colonel. You're beginning to sound like someone who actually cares about me.
Well, then I'm making my point clear. Carry on.
Come on, nephew!
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'll toughen up.
All right.
All right.
Nephew, be careful, because I had some chili.
Nephew?
Okay. All right. Easy. Be still.
Ooh, Cobra! He about to do some surgery. Come in. Cobra, are you eating ribs? Mm-mm. You a liar. Give me a bite of them ribs. Give me something to bite down on so I can be ready.
Here you go.
Okay. Are you ready, nephew?
All right. I'm ready. Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. I'm letting that pass. There we go. You ready?
All right. You ready?
Okay. Wait. On count.
All right, backwards from three.
Okay, ready?
All right. Three, two.